USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday night after at least 18 students and three adults lost their lives at a Texas elementary school earlier in the day.
Scripture says the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So many crushed spirits. So tonight, I ask the nation to pray for them. Give the parents and siblings the strength in the darkness they feel right now.
A teenage gunman ran onto the grounds of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, while fleeing police Tuesday afternoon. The suspected gunman is dead. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut begged his colleagues on Tuesday to pass legislation that targets gun violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Continuing our coverage on the Texas shooting, which killed at least 18 children and three adults, while several Democrats called for stricter gun control on Tuesday, including President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton offered this solution on Fox.
We can't stop bad people from doing bad things. They're going to violate murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. I've never understood that argument. But we can harden these schools. We can create points of access that are difficult to get through. We can potentially arm and prepare and train teachers and other administrators to respond quickly, because the reality is we don't have the resources to have law enforcement at every school.
Relief is on the way for parents struggling to feed their babies. A second shipment of formula arrives in the United States on Wednesday from Europe, with a plane touching down at Dulles International Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Gas prices are holding steady going into the busy travel weekend. More than 34 million people will drive out of town this weekend, paying the most to fill up than ever before. AAA shows Tuesday's average remains at $4.59 per gallon, the same as the past 2 days. A cause of death has been revealed after several tourists died in the Bahamas.
Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. On May 6, a couple identified as Michael Phillips and Robbie Phillips of Tennessee and Vincent Sorella of Florida were found deceased in their rooms next to each other. No further details were given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Public telephone booths in New York City are now a thing of the past. The last payphone in Manhattan was removed on Monday. The city had some 6,000 payphones in 2014 and started taking them down a year later. The locations are receiving Wi-Fi hotspots instead. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has officially landed at MSNBC. She's expected to make appearances on the network's cable and streaming programs, as well as host a new original show. Psaki will also appear on NBC and during MSNBC's primetime special election programming throughout the midterms and the 2024 presidential election. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.